This is the Midday News for today, Tuesday, August 22. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, a 7-megawatt geothermal plant might not reduce electricity costs in Dominica, says DFP leader Kent Vital. Jamaicans call for an end to ill-conceived agreement guaranteeing Chinese investors US $1 million in government oval project. And U.S. Secret Service running out of money to pay hundreds of agents to protect President Trump and his large family. The news is brought to you compliments Fast Cash and Quartz Dominica Limited.
Quartz Optical has great back-to-school deals just for you. From now until September 30th, get a chance to win a 7-inch tablet, plus pay nothing down on 3 to 24 months credit. Don't miss these incredible deals. Visit Quartz Optical today. Quartz Optical, value you can see. Conditions apply.
It's back to school time again, and those costs are adding up. Fast Cash wants to help you take care of all your back to school needs. It's simple. Just apply in-store or online for a consumer loan and earn weekly chances to win a tablet for back to school. Terms and conditions apply. For more information, visit our branches at Roseau and Portsmouth or call us at 448-3278 or 445-5257. Smarter, faster, better, Fast Cash.
Police have commenced investigations into the alleged disappearance of Jocelyn Dupi of Glanvillier. According to police PRO Pelham John Baptist, Dupi was reported last seen on August 4 when she left her home for work at approximately 4:30 a.m. She's a resident of Glanvillier and a temporary employee of Dominica Electricity Services in Glanvillier. Police PRO Pelham John Baptist has more.
The police have commenced a search for a 38-year-old female who it is alleged has not been seen or heard from since the 4th of August 2017. A report was made to the police that Jocelyn Dupi of Glanvillier, who left her home about 4:30 a.m. on the 4th of August 2017 for work, has not been seen or heard from since. Dupi resides in Glanvillier and is a temporary employee at Domlek's office on Granby Street in Portsmouth. Jocelyn Dupi is about 5 feet 2 inches tall, weighs about 160 pounds, brown in complexion, has black natural hair and brown eyes with a scar on the right side of her face. Anyone with information which can assist the police in locating Jocelyn Dupi can contact the Criminal Investigations Department at telephone numbers 2665164, 2665165 and 2665119, or Crime Stoppers Dominica at telephone number 1-800-8477.
Dominican students continue to underperform in mathematics at CSEC examinations. That's according to Education Minister Peter Sajjar. Sajjar says despite being above the original pass rate of 44.6%, Dominica's average performance in mathematics currently stands at a less than satisfactory 48.9% pass rate. He says the ministry will battle this issue by providing necessary training and teaching aids to instructors in order to improve that situation.
As an education system, we are always aware of the areas that need to be addressed as we work to improve our overall offerings to students and to realize increased levels of success at internal and external examinations. This year, again, we note that mathematics performance remains at a less than satisfactory 48.9% pass rate, although I must note it is above the original pass rate of 44.6%. We shall continue chipping away at this problem through continued support in the area of math instruction to our teachers. Our investment in training of teachers at the primary school level and teaching aids and materials are just examples of the kind of attention that is being given to the teaching and learning of mathematics.
A call is being made to the Discover Dominica Authority to arrange an effective marketing campaign targeted at assisting small hotels. Hotelier Atherton Mata says such a campaign would drastically improve their occupancy rates, increase their functionality, and increase profits for the tourism sector in general.
I believe that some properties probably need access to improved marketing. Small hotels by themselves tend not to have the capacity to proceed with marketing. That's why a lot of them are moving to Airbnb and other such programs. But what can be done is that the Discover Dominica people can say, okay, let us do a specially targeted marketing program with our smaller hotels, for example, or with our eco hotels, for example, and let us provide, if you will, the technical support, maybe a person to work almost exclusively with those hotels for a period of a year. And so what you actually do is, without them having to individually pay for a marketing manager, which they can't, they have access to the expertise of a manager, and you can actually prorate the payment and saying, okay, 5% or 10% of all new business goes into a central marketing fund that will help continue such a service. But you have to tackle the marketing part of it.
The Dominica Freedom Party is calling on governments to present a reasonable plan with realistic expectations to the public as regards its proposed construction of a 7-megawatt geothermal plant in Dominica. Leader of the DFP, Kent Vitale, says he consulted with some regional engineering experts regarding the government's approach to developing the plant and was informed that there will be no significant reduction in costs to consumers, as was announced by the Dominica government, and that is due to the size of the plant to be constructed, among other technicalities. Vitale, however, noted that the DFP welcomes the idea of a geothermal facility, which would have the potential to stabilize energy security in the country, and that would give rise to investment opportunities.
You one would get the impression that when the geothermal comes on, it's going to result in a significant decline in cost of power. I think that's an attempt to deceive, partly because of the scale at which they're doing it. If you're going to be doing a scale, a geothermal energy scale, just to supply the local needs, if your first plant is for that reason, maybe cost may come down a little bit, but not significantly. I don't think we need to be giving people the impression that there's going to be a significant reduction in cost. And I'm not just saying this because I want to say this. I remember having a conversation with a manager of one of the regional utilities, and he was saying to me, he's part of this network, and they were expressing interest in it. And he was saying basically, they express an interest, but they don't expect a reduction in cost of power to the customer, especially if it's for a small plant. Now, there are other benefits, of course, of geothermal. There's the issue of energy security, which is great. Mm. There's the issue of the impact on the environment, to yes. the extent that it has a lesser impact on the environment than the use of fossil fuels. So there are other advantages. But the attempt to deceive, the attempt to make people think that cost is somehow going to decline, is an attempt to deceive.
The Discover Dominica Authority has announced the arrival of Ms. Vicky Emily Chandler to Dominica in the role of Destination Marketing Manager. Ms. Chandler will be responsible for the leadership guidance of the DDA marketing team in implementing the marketing elements of a corporate strategy and action plan. Having spent the last 23 years working in tourism, destination marketing, and public relations at the Barbados Tourism Authority as a U.S.-based officer, marketing manager, and most recently director of marketing in Caribbean and Latin America, Ms. Chandler is said to have a proven record of successfully pursuing business opportunities and establishing strategic partnerships that augment reach within key market segments. DDA's chairman explains that Ms. Chandler has a wealth of experience that she can apply to the position, particularly at this juncture when Dominica's tourism growth is courted for many new hotel developments, destination rebranding, and the cruise strategy and action plan that is soon to be implemented. Ms. Chandler Taylor enthusiastically stated that she is truly honored and excited to be joining the DDA team to promote the amazing destination of Dominica. The DDA says, along with Ms. Chandler's expertise, her winning attitude and drive are assets that will complement and heighten DDA's ability to prove that Dominica is the destination of choice. And Minister for Social Services Catherine Daniel is calling for accountability of funds among local authorities. She said in order for local authorities to continue receiving funding for community projects from central government, there must be accountability. She added that her ministry is being challenged due to the lack of proper accounting. Daniel was addressing the 26th inauguration of the Grandford Village Council, which was held recently.
Too often, councils are not reporting to the various ministries who allocate these funds to them. And we have a big problem with that. I do not know whether your council is part of that, but we have a lot of problems in that area. And this not reporting is a fundamental problem. This will determine whether you receive more funds or not, unless you can come up to report how you have utilized the funds that you have been given, then more funds cannot be generated into your coffers. So maybe that's one of the tasks for you as new councillors. When you go in, you need to know the financial status of the council before you even move into any new thing. This is not only to your council, but that is something that's relevant to all councils across Dominica.
In other news, halt the ill-conceived agreement that guarantees Chinese investors U.S. $1 million in the government Oval Project. Local construction players are demanding of the government in an intensification of their lobby against the deal. It comes as a Chinese ambassador to Jamaica, Niu Quyng Bao, urged local professionals to stop complaining about alleged unfair competition. In an RJR interview aired yesterday, he said that aggrieved stakeholders should prove whether they can do a better service. The ambassador's comment is a reiteration of a statement from the embassy earlier this month, rejecting claims by opposition spokesman Peter Bunting that the Chinese were taking over Jamaica through economic colonization. And the Secret Service cannot pay hundreds of agents to protect President Donald Trump and his large family, according to a report published Monday morning. Secret Service Director Randolph Tex Alas told USA Today more than 1,000 agents have already hit the federally mandated caps for salary and overtime allowances, which were meant to last the entire year. The president has a large family, and our responsibility is required in law, Alice told USA Today. I can't change that. I have no flexibility. Later Monday morning, Alice told CNN in a statement that the problem isn't just related to the Trump administration and has been going on for many years. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. 7 megawatts geothermal plant might not reduce electricity costs in Dominica, says DFP leader Kent Vital. Jamaicans call for an end to ill-conceived agreement guaranteeing Chinese investor U.S. $1 million in government Oval Project. And U.S. Secret Service running out of money to pay hundreds of agents to protect President Trump and his family. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I am Kimberly Benjamin.